Let's turn now to Myanmar, where history may be made as well this weekend. On Sunday, the country, also known as Burma, will hold what could be the most free and fair election there in 25 years. Nobel Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi is running for parliamentary re-election. Around the world, she's the symbol of the fight for democracy and freedom in Burma. But inside Burma, there's another person who typically gets top billing right next to her, her father, Aung San. Naomi Gingold reports from Yangon.
In Burma today, you could almost forget that Aung San died nearly 70 years ago. Young politicians put his photo in their office. Rock singers write songs about him. And on the streets of Yangon, you can buy Aung San's photo right next to photos of his internationally famous daughter, Aung San Suu Kyi. Growing up, student Situ Mang says his teachers...
They just explained about General Aung San. So they didn't explain student leader Gu Aung San.
And student leader, that's a big deal in Burma. Back in the 1930s, when Burma was part of the British Empire, Aung San was a student at Rangoon University, and he started leading protests against Britain's imperial rule. He eventually quit school, founded the Burma Independence Army, and fought for independence during World War II. In 1947, Aung San delivered an address in Britain.
My colleagues and I have come to London in response to the invitation of His Majesty's government in order to discuss the constitutional questions of Burma. The demand of our people is complete independence.
That same year, General Aung San signed an agreement with Britain guaranteeing independence within a year. But before independence became official, he was assassinated at the age of 32. That Myenu is a historian whose grandfather served in the government with Aung San. He says that at the time of Aung San's death, Burma was already struggling.
The country had almost no institutions, no people with experience in government. The economy was in ruins. Every ethnic minority wanted to go in a different direction. It would have taken a miracle to hold things together.
In 1962, a general seized power, supposedly to bring order to the country. And Burma went from shaky democracy to totalitarian state. After the coup, General Aung San was still celebrated as the father of modern Burma, the founder of the military that now ran the country. His face was on the currency, in textbooks, government buildings, with just one minor detail. His role as student leader who protested oppression was brushed aside. But that didn't mean everyone forgot. In 1988, huge student-led protests broke out against the military dictatorship, and many of those students marched holding the photo of Aung San. The military junta crushed the protests, killing thousands and imprisoning more. And it's here where the legacy of Aung San got tricky, at least for the military government. Because this is when his daughter, Aung San Suu Kyi, emerged as the leader and symbol of the fight against Burma's oppressive military leaders.
They were kind of in a catch-22.
Historian Tham Myenu says the military could no longer celebrate him without invoking her.
But it was impossible to simply erase him completely, not just from people's memories, but even from the school books and official texts.
The government tried. But over time, Aung San's stature as national hero only grew. And as one Burmese recently put it, Aung San has been almost deified. Here's Situ Mang, the student. He was actually a student protest leader in Burma's 2007 Saffron Revolution. He says, Aung San is a role model not only for me, but for every youth. And in many ways, today's Burma reflects Aung San's Burma. Students like Situ Mang still lead protests. The country is struggling with how to give rights to ethnic minorities. And although she's faced some criticism lately, the leader most Burmese still pin their hopes on is Aung San Suu Kyi, who's now up for re-election to parliament. Situ Mang tells me something you hear kind of a lot. He says, basically, people love Aung San Suu Kyi because she's the daughter of Aung San. She has his blood. Of course, Aung San Suu Kyi is now a respected leader in her own right. But it has been a transition in Burma. Now, at campaign rallies, she often stands on a stage flanked by two large photos. One of her and one of her father. People sing songs for her. And for him. Sometimes it's hard to know who's the bigger icon today. For The World, I'm Naomi Gingold in Yangon.